Now, Margaret Mills has returned this week. And this week, I think, we're going to Danbury, are we not?
We are indeed. We're going to look at the story of the devil and the bell at Danbury.
Right. Tell us more.
This isn't the name of a pub. There is a pub at Danbury called The Bell, but the story of the devil and the bell goes back at least to the 1400s, mm-hmm. because it's certainly documented from the 1400s. And the story goes that during a church service at the church in Danbury, the devil entered the church disguised as a monk.
Really?
Now, he entered the church and he started to cause all sorts of chaos within the church. It's said that he assaulted and harried the parishioners who were attending the church service. He caused a great storm of thunder, lightning and hail to break out outside, during which parts of the church were badly damaged. The devil then ran from the church, pursued by some of the congregation, I might say, who must have been very brave to do it. And he ran away. Everybody thought the devil had gone, but no. He then returned to the wrecked church and stole one of the bells. The church had six bells at the time, and the devil stole one. Again, he ran from the church and was followed by the people of the congregation. And it said that the devil, in his attempts to run away, dropped the bell. And the bell caused such an indentation in the earth that it formed a pond. Now, the location of where the devil dropped the bell is in dispute. Some people say that it was on Bell Hill in Danbury, which still exists. Others say it was dropped on the exact spot that the present pub, The Bell, occupies, which is in Main Road, Danbury. Now, the pub was, as far as we know, not there at the time, because the current building is 17th, 18th century. But the devil dropped the bell, and people would flock to Danbury to try and catch a glimpse of the devil in the hope that he would return, presumably to steal the other five bells. But as far as we know, he didn't return.
All right, it was probably just as well, I should think. Thank you very much. And where to next time?
I'm going to look at the old hag of Felstead.
Crikey, poor old soul. Right, we'll look forward to that. Thanks.